Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January the 9th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Nyamakate bus disaster that has claimed 45 lives.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Nyamakate bus disaster.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charamba, says 35 of the 45 victims of the Nyamakate King Lion bus disaster have been identified. Police have also appealed to families who cannot account for their relatives' whereabouts in the aftermath of the disaster to visit Chinoy Hospital mortuary to help in identifying the remains of the dead.
President Robert Mugabe has, in terms of Section 27 of the Civil Protection Act, Chapter 10-06 of 1989, declared the Nyamakate bus accident a state of disaster. What this means is that the families of the deceased will receive $200 as funeral assistance from the state. But President Robert Mugabe has come under fire from opposition parties who are claiming that it is his policies that are leading to the carnage that is happening on the country's roads, because most of the roads are in a bad shape.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 02-619-2077. So we are kuluma lapha ke uNkosikazi Charamba, you know, Senior Assistant Commissioner of Police, uthi hayi abantu abahlangane babuye abangaboni isihlobo zabo bahambe ke babathinga King Lion babuza ukuthi ungabe kuhamba njani njalo baye esibedlela seChinoy. So bacela kakhulu kwezithi babone izidumbu lezi zisele ukuthi ngezabo bani lo mongameli siyakwazi ukuthi lokhu sokuyi national disaster. So kutsho ukuthi imuli lemuli iyathola $200.
Ongu hama wadiwa ba changu tibata tuda kutitinge zitaura nezwe njozi hemugwa kwa kunyamakati uko kumashona land west uko kwa kafa vanu anushika yo makumi mana ne mashanu 45 vamwe vanudarika makumi matatu 30 vachiri mchipatara kuchinoi vamwe variku karoi. Tuna kunzuka kubwa kwa muri kuti muri kuona sei nyaya dzenjodzi dziri kuitika mugwagwa. Asi pane njodzi iyo tiri kunzwa vamwe vakapona mutsaona vachiti mutyairi wacho Gibbs anenge ainyanyo mhanyisa bhazi rake. Vamwe vachiti dzimwe nguva vatyairi ava kufamba usiku nekuti vanenge vachitya ma roadblocks emapurisa. Nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinenge zvichingotaurwa taurwa. Panenge paitika njodzi vanhu vanotaura zvakawanda. Asi tiri kunzwawo futi kubva kune vatyairi vemarori, vatyairi vemabhazi, tinoziva kuti pane vakawanda vanotsigira Studio 7 kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei mumugwagwa imomo. Vari kufamba zvakanaka here, havasi kutyaira here, vaneta ndori mwedambudziko riripo kuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanochaira kwenguva yakareba vopedzisira vakurara murodi voita tsaona mugwagwa Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo ke sipona zani we've got our first guest and that is Mr. Dennis Juru. He is the president of the International Cross Border Associations. Mr. Juru, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Good evening to the listeners.
Now, Mr. Juru, once again, there's been another road accident, sadly, involving people cross-border, those who be going to South Africa, Mozambique, sometimes in this case Zambia, to buy goods to come and sell back home. And some might be members of your association. What is causing all this carnage on the roads, Mr. Juru?
There are so many sectors that causes all these accidents. Of which the first one is the state of the roads in Zimbabwe. Second one is the way drivers are treated by their bosses. You find that sometimes drivers will be tired and they don't get relieved. They just send back the drivers without giving them enough time to rest. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there are some drivers who overspeed. Mm-hmm. You know, the other drivers are still young to an extent that, you know, they don't consider life as something precious.
Asi tichi tarisawo matambudziko ari mugwagwa muva juruma taura zvakawanda wanda kuti vamwe vanenge vachimhanya dzimwe nguva vamwe vanenge vasina kunyatso wana zororo migwagwa yacho haina kumira zvakanaka. Imi sesangano munomboitawo here misangano naivo vatyairi ava kuti mutaure navo kuti zvakakosha kuti vachengetedze vanhu vavanenge vachityaira vachienda kusouth africa ku Mozambique kana ku Zambia nedzimwe nzvimbo.
Wangu tinombogadzira mapamphlets atinombodistributa kumadrivers sezvo dambudziko guru rinoitika nderekuti madriver zvakaoma kuunganidza madriver panzvimbo imwe chete. Panguva yamune ndichida kuunganidza vamwe tingati mungade kuvaunganidza kungave kuHarare. Vamwe vanoida kusimuka vakatonanga kusouth africa vakananga kuzambia vakananga kupi ukavateera ikoko kuzambia iko kana kupi unotovaona vanoda kusimuka zvakare vachinga. Saka tinogumisira tanyora mapamphlets atinozongowanika tichingovapa vachizowanika vachitongoatarisa. Asi matambudziko aripo zvikurusa ari kusangana nevatyairi mukufamba kwavo umu. Zvimwe zvinokonzerwa naivo, zvimwe zvichikonzerwawo nekusanaka kwemigwagwa yedu. Uye unosvika ikoko kuti pane matambudziko atinowana pakutyairwa kwemabhazi. Unoona kuti mabhazi dzimwe nguva anofamba akafira semalaizi awo akanyanyisisa zvekuti dzimwe nguva asingaziviwo kuti motokari yavari kusangana nayo inenge iine moto wakawanda. Panozodaira mumwe uya ovakanda malaiti mamwe akahandarika avo vanogumisira vasingaone. Saka panozoitika njodzi vazhinji vanenge vakarara havazoziva kuti chii chinenge chaitika. Asi dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakonzerwa nemutyairi webhazi kana kuti zvine zvakonzerwa nemumwe waanenge achishandidzana naye mumugwagwa. Vanhu vanozongoekana yatongowo njodzi vasingazivi kuti chii chaitika. Saka matambudziko aya akawanda zvinosanganisa zvakare kuti kuzorora chaijaiko vatyairi havanyatsozorora zvakakwana. Makambani haapewe vatyairi nguva. Unowana mubhazi mune vanhu vairi asi vanhu vairi ivavo haungati munhu akazorora akarara pasiti bhazi richifamba zvotonzi munhu akazorora mumwe ari kutyaira. Zvakangofanana nekuti vanenge vachitotyaira vese nyange mumwe achinge akazorora. Kwozotiwo tinowana mapurisa akawanda zvikurusa mumigwagwa zvekuti timetable ine sabatike. Saka vatyairi vanogumisira dzimwe nguva vaakumhanya zvakapfurikidza nenyaya yekuti vanenge vakuda kuzama kuti vabate nguva kuitira kuti maroadblock anezenge achiteera angawanike asingavasunge. Saka matambudziko achona akawanda zvikuru anosanganisa hurumende mukati pamwe nevatyairi pamwe nevashandirwi.
Gibbs.
Yeah, blessing lapha ke lo mnumzana Sihlobo osecingweni lapha usifuthi simfonele sasisimfonela ke ukuthi sizothutheni. Hey, baba Sihlobo kunjani?
Yebo, ninjani?
Hayi, mphile kakhulu ngapha useGoli.
Ngiyangisegoli.
Yeah, wena uyachayela izimota kumbe wenze njani?
Iye nyashayela izimoto.
Yeah, lezo zichay cross border kumbe zibizangona.
Hayi, ezingakhayi cross, ilocal ngikhona lapha.
Oh, ilocal amakhumbi.
Yeah, amakhumbi.
Oh, yebo phela, ubambe vele singayindawo singaqeda ukukhuluma khona. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu lwengozi emgwaqweni, sihlobo ubona njani khona?
Yebo, udaba lolu lwengozi lapha ngabheka ukakhulu singakazi sigqeke abomgwaqo. Sizaqala sikhulume ngathi thina abathayeli. Oqala thina abathayeli siyakhona abanye bazidakisa ngephuza khona umuntu ehluleke uhamba emgwaqweni sedakiwe siyazidakumisa. Bubuye futhi ispeed kakhulu semota, umuntu egijima kakhulu ejahe noma abantu noma ukuncintisana ukuthi ethatha abantu abanye ujahe kanjalo. Kubuye futhi nobuhamba ebusuku, umuntu ezele nobuthongo sihamba selala emoteni egcine sephuma umgwaqo njengale ngozi eyenzakeleyo okushone abantu abayi-43. Ibhasi laphuma umgwaqo, kungenzeka mhlawumbe uthethe umuntu usuke waba lobuthongo waphuma umgwaqo singakaze sifike endabeni zemgwaqo le yasekhaya emhlawumbe efileyo.
So ekhaya nxa ugangela umgwaqo sibili lawo ime njani umgwaqo?
Umgwaqo ibolile impela okumangalisayo, sokuvela lapho kuma-stop sign okuhlana khona kwama-divoy kungaze kungasabonakali ukuthi lapha kunomgwaqo omunye oqhamukayo. Usibona nje ngemoto mayiqhamuka ukuthi lapha kunomgwaqo omunye oqhamukayo. Mhlawumbe uhamba nge-speed, mhlawumbe uhamba ngo-120, kuqhamuka enye imoto nayihamba mhlawumbe ngo-80. Ziyavele ziyahlangana, seziyashayana ngendlela yokuthi imigwaqo ifile, i-government yebehlule ukuthi kuphume imali kulungise imigwaqo elizweni. Lokho kuyiyena le mgwaqo eyakudala kasimithi esiyisivolile iyahluleka ukuthi i-remove kube into ephilayo.
Ye, ubambe lapho ngayikatshana blessing sihlobo is a combi driver and he says you know some of the problems that they actually face are some drivers who actually get drunk and start driving. He says this is very dangerous. And he says at the same time there are some speeding drivers. They always speed sometimes for no apparent reason. So he says that causes a lot of accidents. At the same time he says night driving is too dangerous too. Because some people end up falling asleep while on the wheel. And then he further says that roads are very bad in Zimbabwe. So he says when you're driving in Zimbabwe, really you have to be careful about where you know you're going. Because the roads are really full of potholes.
Indeed, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and it is a sad day indeed for Zimbabwe, as on Wednesday, 45 people died in a road traffic accident in Nyamakate, Mashonaland West Province, en route to Zambia, and more than 30 were injured. And according to some of the survivors, the driver was speeding. The driver lost his life. So, of course, it will be difficult to verify really what was happening there. Some of the tips for long-distance drivers, avoiding driver fatigue, is this has been cited as one of the reasons why there are so many accidents. Some of the tips are, for example, causes of drowsy driving, a lack of quality sleep, vanhu kana vachi driver vasina kunyatso wana hope, vasina kurara zvakanaka, driving when you would normally be sleeping, that is driving overnight. Sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, a sleeping condition that causes tiredness throughout the day, and of course some of the symptoms of fatigue, how you can tell that you are probably tired. Sometimes you'll be yawning, Gibbs, you'll be feeling like dizzy. And, you know, I think those are some of the issues that we will be talking about. To zokera zvakare kuna vajuru. Vajuru, mati muno mbenge mchi taurao ne vachikairi kuti. Avafanirunge vachi manyisa mabazi. Asikana iso zo siri kuitika. Muno mbo taurao erenezi urumende kana kuti naewo mapurisi.
Wangu kuti izvo zviti kutaurirana nemapurisa kuti nhengo dzedu
dziwari kwezvichimirawo panenge paine maroadblocks pai panenge pachibvunzurudzwa magwaro emabhazi nemapurisa kuti nhengo dzedu dziwanikewo dzichikwanisa kupinda mukati mubhazi dzichibvunzwawo kuti dhiraivha ari kufamba sei kuitira kuti tigone kubatsira kana kuko kuti vatyairi vasiri kufamba zvakanaka zvekare tine chirongwa chitsva chatinacho chemastickers eICTA ndofunga vamwe varitanga kuzviona kuti mumabhazi taakunamira mastickers akanyorwa kunzi how is my driving kana kuri kwekuti izvoni vanenge vakakwira mumabhazi vane zvinenge zvisiri kuvafadza zvavanenge vachiona zvinenge zvichiitwa nevatyairi vanokwanisa kukurumidza kuti vange vachititumira mamessages panhamba dzewhatsapp dziripo kuitira kuti isusu tinobva takwanisa kutinge tichibata masupervisor avo kuvazivisa kuti ndo zviri kuitika kana kufonera ivo madhiraivha pachavo kuti vange vasaite zvinhu zvakaisa izvozvo.
Gibbs.
Hey, we've got some messages since we are live streaming here, placing some people are actually sending a lot of messages on Facebook pages. And the Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So on VOA Studio 7, we've got Max Manika, who says California is watching. So meaning that he's watching from California. And then saying, I'm praying for all those people that are affected. Then in Tuzwane says, those affected will be given $200 by the government. This is peanuts. What can you buy with $200? Then we've got Max Manika again who says, traffic police should enforce timetables. Speeding and poor road conditions are arrested for just such disasters. Then we've got also Rejoice Moyo on the VOA Ndebele platform who says, isithanda ukududuza labonke labo abangani babhubhile, ababhubhe engozini le. Sicela ukuthi liqine kusomandla. Ngoba nguye owaziyo. May their souls rest in peace. Kuzobuya ke uMaxwell Sa Amanda Spanda who says kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho ikabalale ngokuthula abamdeni labo ababhubhileyo sithikini awaziyo ukuthi ukuhamba njani kodwa ke imigwaqo yakithi isisesimeni esibi kakhulu ngamagodigodi ungaze uye ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke uNgulubezi Magifta Mkhweburuni okukhuluma ophosekelaye elakhe sithi hayi bantu benkosi lidluzeke lokho kubuhlungu kakhulu ye mbuyele kuwe ke baba khona ngapho sihlobo lokho khona ecikwane baba hayi kukhanya zalo sihlobo iphone yakho yanimile ye mbuye kumaduma maduma khona mpe kutswana ukhona
ngikhona
ye unjani kodwa
hayi sina mphilile emuli yami
ye akutsho maduma ngodaba lolu ungathini baba
indaba lezi sibuhlungu kakhulu ngikhala ndawonye lalaba abakhalayo bese ngisithi mina ngikhuthaza kakhulu iparlamente yezimbabwe ukuthi kayiphume lo mthetho umthetho ovula ukuthi abantu abalimeleyo bakhompa sethu lapho ebutswana siphila khona kule moto vehicle accident fund iyanceda kakhulu ama-victims e-accident even ifamily zabo ziyabenefita lami ngingomunye obhenefitha ngale mali ngo-2014
o lawo alimala
ngale mali akhe osongabathengerayit kodwa bangebengelapha
o ye ibhasi yakhona
bangelapha nje noma kuthi ibhajeti isibhedlela anyway so abenza into njengaleyo abantu bakhompasethu imali leyo yitoti donze nxa umntu ethenga ipetroli lezi vuliwe protection le abayenzayo yokudlala ngabantu lokhu yakufana dlala kakhulu ngempilo zabantu
ye
noko sikuthaza abantu ukuthi nxa betravela noma besiya ngaphi abakhuleke bengasukumi kuningi okwenzakala ezindleleni siyadika ngento ezijiyeneyo lapho
ye
kati angali ama-drivers ayasipida kakhulu kodwa kunengikule-spiritualism phakathi
yebo phela kuyafuna ukuthi umuntu akhuleke sibabamba umthandazo
ye akukhulekwe sibili kungapho ngibhizimisi ukuthi siyasambiyana sambiyana esiphozile akukhulekwe
so wena walimala kuyiphi ingozi
na ngaba le ngozi lapho ebutswana ngathiwa yimota nje kodwa hayi sengiphilile kodwa ifanloko ivulekile sibili kube 50,000 pula
bakunika malini
bakunika 150,000
okay aba bakunika ngobani
ibutswana government
okay so kuthiiaccident
fund
siyabona khonapho ye
mali iyafakwa kwa-akhawunti yakho nxa ugula lokhu yihlethi nakwaphana lapho khona kwa-akhawunti yakho
Mhm.
Aphela ke afulwe futhi andile beyokuvana lokugula.
Ah, kunjalo sibili hayi siyakuzwa. So ke hayi silethe malo ukuthi uzaphola baba.
Comment nje ukuthi kakhayi vusi ngqondo kaba sifuna ngathi baba ngomthetho zilo zavuka ukuthi kube le accident fund sile correct way.
Hayi ke emaduma sibongile baba.
Asibongile.
So that was Mr. Matuma. He says he was hit by a car, you know, in Botswana. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, he says there's what is called an accident fund, mm-hmm. in which the government actually pays, you know. So he was paid about 150,000 so that he could get some kind of treatment. So he says the civil protection unit is just playing in Zimbabwe. You know, if you are giving people about $200 through the whatever government channels. So he says, no, that's not too good. But then he came out with another thing. He says, mm-hmm. before you drive, you must pray.
Yeah.
So he says spiritual guidance is very important. So I don't know whether it works mm-hmm. or it doesn't work there. So let's hear from other people what they may say about that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I think sadly in Zimbabwe, each time there's a disaster like this, mm-hmm. that's when people talk about a road fund.
Yeah.
I think this has been going on for years and years. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, victims of these accidents are not adequately compensated, and it's a bit problematic. And I think they can just, you know, take a cue from Botswana there, like he said. And we do have in a studio guest, political analyst, Meli Dube. Meli, how are you?
Mr. Dube, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Gabes? How are you, Blessing?
We are good. Fine.
Yeah, very good.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, Meli, of course, this is rather disturbing. 45 people lost their lives in Nyamakate, as you know, en route to Zambia. And this is Zimbabwe. There is plenty of blame to go around. Some are saying, you know, it was the driver, but most of the time it's actually human error. The driver was speeding. This is according to some of the survivors, and others are also saying that he was driving at night in order to be able to beat, you know, the numerous roadblocks during the day. At night, they say it's a bit better. So drivers are now preferring to drive at night rather than during the day. And some are saying also the roads are not that good. What is your take on all this?
So my take on all this is that, you know, there is a multiplicity of issues at mm-hmm. play here. But they all lead to one big issue mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe. The big issue in Zimbabwe is that our country has been run down mm-hmm. in all mm-hmm. systems, mm-hmm. in all possible ways. So Zimbabweans resort to buying used cars from Japan. I think you know that, en masse. Zimbabweans cannot afford sometimes, you know, proper car parts for repairs and so forth. They have to go to cheaper places. The roads are in a very bad state, like I heard you mention earlier on. You know, in some roads, sometimes you think that, you know, this was a dust road where mm-hmm. people placed some blocks of tar mm-hmm. because you don't know which one was
gone, huh?
You don't know which one was there first. Mm-hmm. And then in some areas, there is so much stray animals, mm-hmm. both domesticated animals and wild animals, because the roads are not fenced. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that there is a lot of roadblocks in the road, but they are not meant to improve safety of the people, because every driver in Zimbabwe knows that whenever you come to such a roadblock, you just have to pay some money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what condition your vehicle is in, you just pay money and you go. And then, like you just said, then people speed up to try and catch up with time, and way too many roadblocks that slow you down. I remember driving to Harare, I think to Bulawayo, I counted more than 20 roadblocks. Mm-hmm. This is just a distance of about 400 kilometers, and you have to pay lots of money. It's frustrating. And also, you know, they are not doing their jobs. And then when it comes to licenses, driver's licenses themselves, mm-hmm. There's a lot of corruption at VID. Well, I do not have evidence, but I know there's been a lot of talk in Zimbabwe of corruption in terms of people getting licenses sometimes that they're not supposed to get. Mm-hmm. I know people joke a lot that waiting license, wakaitenga or something, because it's believed that you have to pay so that you get your license. So it's a lot of issues at play. But the biggest issue in Zimbabwe is that people cannot afford because they don't have, incomes, proper incomes like that can make them afford cars in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. There is no Willowville that's producing enough cars for people to buy them. Even government itself is buying cars from outside. And the only people that can afford cars are those that are linked with the higher echelons of government and so forth. So there's a whole lot of issues at play. But for me, as a human rights activist, as someone who has been looking at our democracy and governance issues, mm-hmm. I think the whole issue rests on a country that has been run down by a leadership that does not care about anyone but only itself.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the Nyamakate bus disaster. And of course, this is according to the World Health Organization. They say road accidents are the leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally, according to the report that they released on the 19th of October last year. 40 of the 50 countries with the highest road death rates, 40 of the 50 countries are in Africa.
Mm.
And traffic accidents now kill more people than malaria in many African countries, including Kenya, Ethiopia, South Africa, and Sudan. Africa's roads are the world's deadliest for a multitude of reasons, including lax enforcement, like you were saying, Meli, of traffic rules, much that due to a rampant corruption, poor road conditions, lack of pedestrian infrastructure such as pavements and crossings, and dismal accident and emergency care. So this is a big problem, Gibbs. And we have a caller from Kwekwe, Va Chopera Magadi.
Tinosimba Magadi.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu ndofunga nyari mudariro mainzwa.
Ya, ini ndinofambira rodio iyi, tinoti ndine driver matruck, ndinofamba neparodio almost every week ndichienda kuChirundu Lusaka.
Mhm.
Chandakaona chinokonzera maaccident murodio, rodio kushata yakashata, mabotos akawandisa.
Mhm.
Chikonzero chekutanga chiri kufambira vanhu usiku mapurisa erodio iyo iyi.
Mhm.
Mapurisa maroadblock ari kuwandisa, ende vaise vanhu ivo vari kuda mari.
Mhm.
Hapana roadblock yaunobuda, yaunomira ukasa release, usina kuapa mari, vanotoda mari.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, my drivers, my bus, I know my son, I go for a greater border, I should run over a 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a 10, can a bus is at the Ambuka, Chato Ambuka, so I don't drag for Nagura Ragus inside. But I go my son, I go to Fanabushika border, so I say, Rafa. Road there is Sukushata Yakashata. Speed ino famba mabhazi yakanyanyisa nekutakura kune number yevanhu vanenge vakatakura bhazi rinofanira kutofamba less speed than rori because rori rakatakura zvinhu zvisina upenyu rakatakura pamwe rakatakura rice kana driver werori akadona anozviuraya iye ari one then munhu ane bhazi ari kunzi ngaamhanya 120 to 110 ari kumhanyira kupi ane upenyu hwevanhu. Saka ichocho chikonzero chocho kuti mapurisa roadblock iri kuwandisa kana vari kana kukanzi kwaita mbavha mukamba muri kusara munhanhu munhu kana vese mavaisa kuroad.
Asi mukoma chopera ndichitaura nemapurisa vari kuti ivo chioko mhomwe hachingopuwe mupurisa nemiwo vatyairi vacho munomhanyirira kuvapa chioko mhomwe kana motikari yakanaka sei munhu achida kubhadhara chioko mhomwe zvine zvifamba sei.
Kana iwo ukanzi cha plan yaanenge achitaura ndeyei kana ukanzi tiitire plan imwe yaanenge achitaura ndeyei.
Saka nyangwe rori yakwe
mota inonge yaizi yatsva kana kuti let's say headlamp handitika rakatsva munhu anokuti ita plan kana kuti ndoda kunyorera ticket re $20 $20 iro headlamp racho rinotengwa pamwe ne R20 ari kuda $20 ticket. Saka chiri nani ndechiti kuti akunyorere ticket re $20 dzani kuti umupe chinhu hwokuyoko mumwe che $5.
Saka anozobhadhara anobhadhara mari dzindiani ikambani yenyu here kana kuti mutyairi anozobhadhara mari dzacho zvinofamba sei.
Kazhinji kacho kambani kuti ute a good driver unofanira kukomplida trip yako haifanira kunge yakawanda matickets. Handitika saka sometimes kuti uavoide zvo wakuburitsa mari yako iwo yechi yemu umwe kuti usashiki kukambani bozi pese pa roadblock pa washika mpulisa ashaye problem pa motikari nyango motikari ini ni moto yandofamba na yenyu one but ndosvika kukambani ndine matikiti anosvika 6
anenge
ayi ndine file yako iyi inofanira kunge pa green apa file urikuona apa pakadaiso apa deso ndikuda $20 yee saka ipapo ngatiedze kupagadzirisa kuti mapurisa kana kuchingwambo nyorwa tiketi ndikuda munhu wese anenge akumisa ngasataura nezvemari speed ngati inoti consider especially kumabhazi ino driver angu rori ari kudrive bhazi but bhazi riri kumhanyisa kudarika rori iro rakatakura vanhu chirudzii chine upenyu hwevanhu chii rori kana kuti bhazi ende vari kumhanya vakaflasha malights machere mabhazi anenge akaflasha malights iwo ukamuflasha nerori wakutomutyira upenyu hwake kuti ndikamuflashawo inini akutotiza kunze kwerori akutouraya vanhu kwakushidii manje
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ya tinotenda ipapo ngapagadziriswe ipapa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
asi maroadblock ari kunyanya kuwandisa
aiwa tinotenda vachombo vanenge vakambotaura mazuva apera kuti achabviswa asi akasike kutanga vachidaro asi haana kupera
ari kutowedzera bcause pamwe papastori navari vakangobatana vakangoita 3 yati roadblock
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachopera
ya
so hand him there Gibbs Mr. Chopera is a truck driver and he's saying you know he drives along that same route where this accident occurred and he says the border the Chirundu border closes at 10 so this is why some drivers are speeding you know so that at least
yes
so that might be problematic I think maybe if that is the case I don't know borders I mean why should it close at 10 I mean it's busy you know
maybe manpower problems
I mean, Zimbabwe. Employees in Zimbabwe. I mean, unemployment is 90%. I don't know what could be the reason. I thought it should be like 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, not, you know. And he's also saying the number of roadblocks are just too much.
Like what Mr. Mary was saying. Now, but we still have got some messages that are coming in. Wendy Shawa says, I think we must restrict like Zambia. No trucks and buses moving after 6 p.m. because they caused a lot of accidents. Then Shubikai Gunman Kunanga says, night traveling, especially public transport and haulage trucks, must be strictly regulated by the government. He is proposing a penalty of $1,000 if ever something is actually come out with. And then Happiness Mudara says, 45 people killed, you know, this is not good at all. And then Noah Moyo suggests that if a bus kills a number of people like that, I think the entire company of the responsible bus must be suspended for a few months. That's a suggestion there. Sibona ingakayi kumele dube. Kulomba ngcube lapho oseBotswana. Ngcube kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila njani ba?
Impilo kakhulu kunjani uBotswana?
Hayi wasana kuyagodola.
Oh yeah, hayi siya wasikhatsa khona. So wathi ke ngenkosi le mnumzane.
Indaba le ngithe ngizwa ikhulunywe enyuzini lapha eBotswana eyi ibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bonke labo baze bafi nje ngendlela enjalo akubuhlungu kakhulu kodwa ngibona ngathi i-traffic yabantu abaphumayo besiyathenga izinto kwenzela ukuthi bathengise ngoba baphila ngakho kuphela inengi kakhulu so ngokucabanga kwami ukuthi nga kuyakhulunyiswana amabhoda la angazavala masinya ukwenzela ukuthi ama-driver lawo angazajaha ba-drive kahle indaba yamapholisa amapholisa luhlupho kakhulu ungahamba ekhaya noma nje imoto yakho i-right ukhona omunye wakhuluma lapho ethini u-drive amatraki ehamba ngomgwaqo lana esiyezambia ukuthi imoto yakho intsha kodwa kufanele ukuthi abhadale ngenye indaba ehlupha kakhulu e-contributayo to ama-accidents okokugcina okunye sokuthintiwe okokugcina kanti ngiyangizwe kukhulunywa ngendaba le eye-velocity ratio ukuthi ibhasi nxa ihamba 100 wena nxa uhamba ngemoto encane ukuthi uze umovertake ufanele ukuthi udrive 130 angazi ukuthi khonapho uhamba njani anti ibhasi nxa kuthiwa layihambe 100 u-100 kilometers per hour kufanele abe ngu-100 kilometers per hour
Hai siyakuza kakhulu singazi ukuthi i speed restriction lana lokukhona sizwa kusebile abawaziyo ukuthi bazasitshela ngakho ngoba umuntu ongasozodlulise 120 years bapho kwangathi kuyahlupa. So ke Ncube sibongile kakhulu kukhona unyawo afuna ukutsho ngamafishane.
Hayi kulungile, hayi bengifuna ukutsho khona lokho nje akunye sokuthi ngidwe ngabanye. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, kulungile mnumzana sibongile kakhulu. So he was mainly emphasizing on the point of the police. He says, you know, bribes, you know, he says this may be contributing a lot towards this accident.
Yeah. Maybe let's Mr. Jurua is still on the line?
Yes.
Manzi kwa zvataurwa nevamwe vachikairi zvekuti border rekuZambia rinokurumidza kuvharwa. Inyaya muri kunzwa here vamwe vachitaura vanoenda kuno border ikoko?
Hongu border rekuzvairepachirundo panovharwa na 10 o'clock. Saka zvakuita mabhazi kazhinji anotoenda kuti anosvika raakuda kutovhurwa makuteni na 6. Mabhazi achinenya kumhanyira sitereke kuti ange achidarika border satravel. Of course kune mamwewo zvavo anenge achida but kashoma sitereke paizvino. Takamisa mabhazi akawanda kuti aite izvozvo zvekuti ange achinobata border satravharwa. Asi dambudziko ratangoona ziguru rapo ndiro riri remugwagwa yadai kuipa uye kusazorora kwevachikairi ndiro dambudziko guru ravepo uye unowanika kurwa kuti vachikairi vazhinji vakatora malicense kubva mukutyaira michovha makombi nebva vabva vatotora malicense ekudraivha mabhazi. Saka unowana kurwa kuri kuti zvoni hunhu huzhinji hwaakumabhazi wataita zvira makarekare hwaahunhu hwekumakombi. Saka rimwe dambudziko ratanaro zvakanyanyisisa muzimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachiuramba yenyu muri parunhare. I think we also have human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and team. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, it's good that you've actually joined us. But the question is, you know, what happens if somebody is involved in a bus accident like this? How do you claim some kind of money? And, you know, I think there's so many complications. And most of it is very legal, right?
That is correct, Gibbs. Firstly, one of the things that has to do with a road traffic accident is to say if there was negligence or if there was a person at fault or if it involved another vehicle, then the person responsible or the person who had been negligent is liable for the accident. That's the first level. Then also there is a level for claims for insurance. But Zimbabwe is not functional. So insurance claims and lawsuits relating to road traffic accidents rarely result in conviction and in payments as civil suits. So it is, in that sense, a breakdown in the functioning of the law in Zimbabwe, which makes it very difficult for families, victims, and loved ones to make claims when there has been a road traffic accident that has claimed lives or that has maimed and injured travelers.
But why is it so difficult for legislators to come up with a law? Somebody called from Botswana to say they have a road fund. Why is it so difficult in Zimbabwe?
Well, there are a number of things blessing in Zimbabwe that make it difficult. One is clearly an issue of corruption, where nothing works because there is so much corruption. And the other is that in terms of the people who all some of these bus companies also is corruption because they pay off, they bribe people and they try and get away with it in terms of even bribing the police so that documents and dockets go missing when there is need for accountability. So that makes it very difficult because the people who suffer in Zimbabwe Blessing, the people who die in these road accidents, the 43 people who died at Nyamatate on the in this Churundi bus disaster. These are poor people, ordinary people, and those who are in parliament are middle-class people who think that they are not affected, and therefore it is not a priority for them to put in place laws that can protect vulnerable and poor people. So it is simply because it's not being made a priority, because it's not affecting the rich or the middle class.
Ye, tube kuzwela lapha ke ungathi ukuthi wonibona ngazani kumele kwenziweni nxa ukuthi njengoba kuhlupha kangaka ikakhulu lokho kuthiwa abantu bavumbathisa amapolisa kukhona ongenziwa yini kumbe kungeke kwenzakala ngenxa yesimo somnotho wezimbabwe.
Yeah, usukuthi nje lokunye isimo somnotho nxa kuyikuthi sime kahle amapolisa abhadala kuhle imali le mali ezikhwameni ngicabanga ukuthi enxa kungehlisa ubusela kungehlisa ukuthi bahambe ezindleleni besithi abantu kabenze iplan kizo zonke indawo abamakhona lokuthi lapho kule police camp khona kuhle kwenziwa i-roadblock everywhere lapho kule police camp khona ufice kulomunye usayijeno yedwa omiliyo khona phana Mrs. Mota. So into engenziwa enye yikuthi abantu kabasebenzise umthetho. Siyawazi ukuthi sebechilo ukuthi hayi abantu laba abafumbathisayo balethenini sibabone ngezomthetho. Abantu kabakusebenzise kakhulu, then nxa kuyikuthi kukhona okungenziwayo sebethe bahambisa amagama kumbeni even amavideo kumbe ama-recording amapholisa ebabhatalisa, abantu kabalandelele izindaba zakhona bekwenze yazi kube ngumlando wabo labo njengama-citizens ukuthi kungkhona babona ukuthi izwe labo lihanjiswa ngendlela. But into esiyaziyo kakhulukazi engenziwa nje elizweni leZimbabwe kathesi ikuthi hayi ubukhokheli osobudiniwe ubukhokheli obulobusela obuconsent ngokuqhelisa izisu zabo you know butshontsha nje imali yomphakathi kulama toll gate kathesi asazi ukuthi imali yakhona iyangapi. Even ungaseta kusaza kuthiwa yi-fund yona leyo kuthiwa yi-accident fund uzafica kuthiwa kunomunye umuntu oyitshontshileyo wayidla and uthe eyitshontshile wayidla kayanga ejele kabotshwanga kathiwan uzihambele nje. So ekugcineni uyazi ukuthi mina into yokuthi sibe silokhu sikhombana ngemini ukuthi ngubani orongo ngubani orongo thina silazi iqiniso ukuthi hayi okukhona ikuthi ilizwe lethu kade silifile alisebenzi imigwaqo ibolile amapholisa kubolile ngecorruption abakhokheli kubolile icorruption iparlament kayisebenzi bangazi bahlale phansi abantu abanye abaonayo abaona amakhombi lamabhasi lani 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 abanye ngamapholisa abanye ngama-VID abanye ngamaminister abanye phezulu khona lo ngqongqoshe and ngabantu bokuthi bangavuma yini imithetho ezancindezela amabhizimusi abo kuyikuthi bona babulele vele into ezinjengabo NRZ babesebenza ukuthi bathwale impahla kungabi lama-trucks amaningi emgwaqweni and kungabi lamabhasi amaningi emgwaqweni akula public transport system eZimbabwe kathesi.
Thank you. So what Mr. Dube basically is saying is that even if you have a fund like what is happening in Botswana, chances of that fund being looted 100%, you know, he says there's a lot of corruption, you know. And if you look at the leaders themselves, maybe some of them own some of these buses, they own some of these trucks and, you know, vehicles that are causing accidents. So he says, really, the problem is not what you may see on the surface. The problem is on the leaders of the country. So he believes that maybe that's where the problem lies, you know.
Of course, just as a note to drivers, we're talking about fatigue is one of the reasons why there are these road traffic accidents. And some of the symptoms of fatigue include, of course, yawning, sore or heavy eyes, slower reaction times, finding you are daydreaming and not concentrating on your driving, driving speed creeps up or down, impatience, impaired driving performance such as poor gear changes, stiffness and cramps, loss of motivation. So it's recommended that if you are driving for a long distance, you must rest at least after every 2 hours. In order to be able to concentrate on driving. Otherwise, just driving, say, for 8 or 10 hours presents very serious problems, and that's why there are these accidents at times. Tinemwe mchereri Gibbs Anzi, mkoma Boramberi. Magadi mkoma Boramberi.
Magadi mkoma Boramberi.
Aywa isu tirinani. Nyaeri mda roma inzwa.
Eh ndaizwa nyaya mdarira mgoma.
Ehe po ikwa
sei. Tanga jadauli tauro.
Mhm.
Chekutanga jadauli tauro.
Mhm.
Chingi rayoni. Mhm. Yakamboita futi akasvika futi kuZambia yaita kutende kuZambia.
Mhm.
Right. baga ita zelo zambi ogogo paro di baga pata baga pata na foto ro patlanji ni baga pata me makaro di ndakashia kuti driver basi arasa control speed pois papa kwa mkiza pangati apaka pata kushata bati akaurai wanu food ni vatuka zitaka zili murodi saka chandi ukumbiro kune mapolisa wa Zimbabwe ya wewe kanzire ma transport iongore company kuti ma driver wari kuimproya haya ma driver here ari qualified awasi ma driver kungononga here kumakombi womuti driver pasi kwalifika
saka muri kuti panogona kunge paine dambudziko pakuti ndana ana maro driver mabaza
ya bosi bazi yeta kazini nini ndaito vhoya makati kanda bazi pakaita kizini patoka pakona pano ziyo mazoezi driver anetsi pakona iyo ka it means anga achizimhanya papa kona papapuka yeta bharasa control kai bhara cheko kai bhara cheko bhara putike bharasa control handizi right driver an experience but driver autora wa mazazi awa kanga ongoro ma age yake ningi right kuti driver pasi and anga alipo wazoti ndakatakura wanhu ana kutakura masimbi zvamotora namukoma waya kana uri wega murori cha kuzoda dai ndika mai ndindega but uri pakona vakatakura wanhu ndaore ndekedze vanhu vanonga vakatakura number 2 number 3 again ma passenger anga katakurwa ndaone ngo chida kumuoneta kuti Zambia ndiyo hoza todzoka yeti azokundi azokwanisiki nekuti hawazosvika vanenge vatiene kana driver amanya wane kozi ma passenger umisa pasi driver yeye
mkoma bora mberi nara yawe ni
eh dadu wa ma passenger obuti ma passenger nga zuru driver asu driver zvika kukutsepa ane kozve kuti chamarika vakasika kuti zvoka mapurisa driver ngami muone kuti hana kumwei pamwana nga kumwei kana kuti hana mbozo kamaka unoedza kuti kapure unonga kunakidzo vakanga rapenyu wani
ai watinotenda zvikuru mko mabhora mberi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
asi basi ringarongoro munga kambomiswa bhaziri rakaurayiwa nemukoma zvakandirwa zvazvitaka zvakazviri pasi kuzambia pasina poto pasina kumboshata mazva mukoma ndakariona noti zvekuutswa ndakasvika kunozvitaka zviri panzeni kuzambia uku nebhazi irori mabhazi kingai nini
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
ndatenda mukoma murambe makadaro mukoma ndoa ndiripo pachirongwa ndibva ipapo
aiwa tinofara chirongwa ndechenyu
vamberi vebhora mberi mawarriors bhora mberi mawarriors makanda
ai watinotenda zvikuru mukoma bhora mberi you heard there from one of our regular callers he's basically saying that you know they must investigate the drivers how they are hiring them because some of them are not experienced at all you know he's saying that on the Zim side people might be blaming the dilapidated roads but he's saying in Zambia they are better and one of the drivers from the same company had an accident you know the road was good and everything but he's saying that that might be a problem and he's saying that if need be they must suspend their license like what they did with the Munga buses you know some 4 or 5 years ago.
Mr. Juru, are you still on the line?
I'm still holding.
So, Mr. Juru, tell us, it seems as if some drivers are using workers' licenses, right? So, do they really have proper licenses? Or these licenses are bought somewhere at the VIT and so forth? So, if that's the case, what should be done?
I think we should have a new system whereby when somebody acquires a Class 1 driver's license, should have a temporary one, and then you get trained at a proper transport company and then they recommend maybe after some time, like 2 years. I think that would help.
So do you think that
our roads are bad, they are dilapidated. You need to be experienced to drive 70 people. 70 people is a big number.
Yeah.
And also the government, I think they should come up with the road accident fund as soon as possible. I think we need to sit down with the government and advise them to have it as soon as possible. Since they are collecting money from toll gates, they can still, I mean, deduct that money from fuel. There's, I mean, a lot of ways to deduct that money, to get that money.
Thank you.
Let's just go briefly to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, is he on the line?
Yes, I'm here, blessing.
Asi, Mavinga, mutemo hawa upo. asi munhu akakuwara kana kuti akafirwa nehama ukwanise here ungoti ungoende kumatare kuti uti ndiri kuda muripo
hongu zvinokwanisika zvachose kuenda kumatare kuti munhu apwe muripo maringe nekuti matare anotarisa kuti ndiani anga aine mhosva zvakavhenekwa here ungave uri kutsvaga muripo kubva kumuridzi wekambani here webhazi aponda kuna dhiraivha here kana kuti njodzi yaitika sei asi dambudziko guru nderekuti kana munhu achinge ari muridzi webhazi aine mari neuori huri kuzimbabwe anomhanya kutenga mapurisa mapurisa kana achinge atengwa vosipika umbowo saka munhu anenge ari murombo zvake achibva kwabushu kana kwakitea tota anenge asina mukana wekuti amitidzane mumatare dambuzvina bhizimisi ane mabhazi ndoo dambudziko ratinaro kuti mutemo wakarerekera kudivi rananyamari kwete kuvanhuwo zvavo sesu ndoo dambudziko guru iroro zvakarezve ndoda kutsigira zvatauranamwana wamai vangu Juru kuti vatyairi ngavaongororwe zvechokwadi nekuti dzimwe nguva vanoita manyemwe vanoonererwa vachimhanyisa mabhazi zvisiri pamwero dzimwe nguva vanenge vachinzi kurumidzai nevaridzi vemabhazi nekuti munofanira kuti mudzoke iko zvino muite mari yakafanira inguva yekutambudzika vasingazive upenyu hwevanhu ngatikoshesei upenyu hwevanhu hurumende yezimbabwe ngairege kuraranidza mumukano ngaibatsire ikoshese upenyu hwevanhu kwete kurega vanhu vachifa vachiita murakatira kudaro pasina chinotaurwa vanomuzvina mabhazi ava mabhizimusi ngavatorerwe zvidambi zvekunge vaine mabhazi kana kumbomitwa vachose kufamba kwete kungoti vanhu makumi mana nevatatu vanopakatika pasina chinoitika inyika yekupi iyoyo kune dzimwe nyika hazvigoneke muridzi wemabhazi iwayo anototi amiswe pamberi pematare edzimhosva nemhosva yekuponda vanhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri ari parunhare vachindunga makadii
tiripo makadii hei baba
aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mugango mainzwa ngati ivhiei tinzwa
chekutanga ndoda kuzenzwa urombo kune hama vakashakirwa nehama dzavo mukati metsaona iyoyo yakaitika then ndouya panyaya yeku nevatyairi vemabhazi ndakatikumbirisawo zvikuru kuti dai vatyairi vemabhazi vamboenda kana kumalessons yekunatoudzwa kuti upenyu hwavanenge vakatakura hwakakosha havasi ivo vega vanhu vakashayika nezuru vatiri kuchema vaiti kune madhependensi evanhu vanga vachengetwa nevanhu ivavo vanhu ivavo upenyu hwavo hwatopinda mudondo rit tobva ipapo touya panyaya yemafambiro avo vakomana vo kana vari murodzi vanofamba vakatota malaiti vachimhanyisana ko tatinomhanyisana nachiko kunge vanhu mune matakura mana vomubhazi tamuchamhanyisira nachii ko kungofambawo spidbinat uye takumbira kudai hurumende yadzika mutemo yekuti spidi yemabhazi tidzike pasi rit tozouya chimwe chinhu chandaachikumbirisawo chaizvo kuzvikuru kuhurumende yedu kana paitika dhizasta yakadaro vanhu ava vakaita accident kumateni asi havakashaya kubatsirwa kusvika maskatle the following day pangadai pakaita vamwe vanhu vakapona dai vakabatsirwa nekukurumbidza kukumbirisawo please kana patinge paitika zvinhu zvii zvakadaro ngapaitike kumhanya mhanya vanhu vabatsirwe seti ngaibatsire vanhu nenguva yekukurumbidza kutumirwa motikari kana zvikwanisa mahelikoptera vanhu vobatsirwa ndo saka zviripo izvi zviri kuzvibatsire vanhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru achindunga
hallo
tinotenda zvikuru
ndapidzawo zvangu
Mr. Chindunga is coming up with a very interesting and very important point. He's saying that you know the emergency systems have almost collapsed. He's saying that this accident happened around 10 but there was no one to assist those who were injured, and he's of the opinion that some might have survived, you know. He says that the Air Force has got helicopters. Why not use them if there's an emergency? You see, I think these are complaints mainly that we've heard from many people, right?
Yes, these are complaints that we've heard from many people. You know, I will sound like a broken record because those helicopters that you're talking about, the Air Force that you're talking about, those are things that have been, kept to protect those that are in power and protect the power itself. And you will see them being, unleashed on citizens when there are issues that citizens raise against their government. So at the end of the day, you need a leadership that that prioritizes people's lives. It's not only people who die in bus accidents only. There are many people who die of diseases that killed people hundreds of years back. There are people who die from drinking very dirty water. There are people who've been dying from manageable diseases. And all these things to me, they point to a problem somewhere, but of course it's good sometimes, of course, to look at the technical nitty-gritties and so forth, and also balance that with looking at the broader picture, whereby we check who owns what and why is this bus not being checked, and if you check it, what roadblocks it passed through. What checkups it went through in terms of the weight of that bus, in terms of the number of passengers and everything, you might find a lot of problems. So there is no scientific approach in terms of solving problems. Again, people just say, okay, Azoneka, Zimbabwe sometimes needs a Lamech moment, I know, where people can say, no, let's stop, let's step back. Where was this bus coming from? What roadblocks did it pass through? What checkups did it pass through? How many people was it carrying? How many people should it carry? What was the condition of the truck? All those things, they usually get lost in the outpouring of emotions. And our government, we know how much they are so eager to make people forget as quickly as possible how liable they are in terms of the road conditions, in terms of, and they try to appease people by these handouts, the whatever, $200 or whatever they give to people after such accidents. So at the end of the day, I think there has to be scientific approaches. Let's not just declare places dark spots or black spots and not do anything about it. That's and let us not just advocate for, a fund, creating another fund. Let's audit what is happening with the fund that is being collected now. Why are the roads in the state that they are in? Is the money being put in maintaining those roads and everything? So we need to be holistic. We need to be very, comprehensive in terms of how we approach these problems.
Mr. Mavinga, you are hearing here, I guess, Mr. Dube, expressing some of these issues that maybe people must always think about. Like, going back to say, really what happened? And I guess in Zimbabwe is very hard. So you illustrate, Mr. Mavinga, but can you talk about the $200 that was given to each family? When you look at it, is it really, going to help, or is just parceling money for nothing,
I think it will not help much. Well, you can say it's the context, but I want to agree fully with Mr. Dube, who has put it accurately. Zimbabweans, we are perishing because the government of Zimbabwe has an I don't care attitude. And this must come to an end. They are not prioritizing the lives of people. These accidents can be stopped, are preventable, most of them, by proper regulations that are followed through. But the rampant corruption and just the anyone can do anything attitude in Zimbabwe is killing our people on a daily basis. We need a government that seriously takes the lives of its people to heart and takes action to protect the lives of Zimbabweans.
Well, thank you so much. I think we have to end it here. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, Gibbs. And of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. We had Mr. Dennis Juru, President, International Cross Border Associations. He's in South Africa at the moment, and also in South Africa, human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, And not forgetting our in-studio guest, Melly Dube. And further thanks to all our listeners, our viewers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we also want to thank our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and to those who have lost their loved ones in this tragic accident. We want to say you are in our prayers, and thank you so much. We'll continue to pray. It's something that is really emotional. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Maybe the parting word Nesbitt says, just like the economy and the roads are also dead, have a wonderful weekend.